Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Congresswoman Angie Craig wants to keep your kids off social media while they're in school. She has introduced the No Social Media at School Act that would require social media companies to block their access to students during the school day. Today on MSNBC, she had this message for the schools.
We're going to ask Big Tech to take this responsibility for you. It's not just your responsibility. There is no reason in the world that a student should have to be on a social media platform or app during the school day. They should be focused on socializing, not on scrolling.
Craig's bill would give power to attorneys general and the Federal Trade Commission to enforce the law. Craig says she has not heard from the social media companies yet. Governor Wall signed an executive order today directing that Minnesota safeguard vaccine access amid federal rollbacks. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. changed recommendations to limit vaccine access in the CDC. The order allows pharmacists to continue administering COVID-19 vaccines without prescriptions and directs the state epidemiologist to issue a standing order to expand availability. Sugar beet harvest is ramping up in Minnesota. Andy Finkrell is with ACH Seeds.
A lot of the markets have started some pre-harvest activities. Probably all of them now have started this week. Some started as early as a couple weeks ago into August.
Finkrell says a good sugar beet crop is expected, but southern Minnesota is probably the most challenged production area due to some excess rainfall. The USDA is projecting record sugar beet production this year with a forecasted yield of nearly 33 tons per acre. And when the Vikings hit the turf tonight in Chicago to open their NFL season, they'll have a familiar face lining up at wide receiver. Detroit Lakes native Adam Thielen has returned to the team and will start tonight's game. The former Minnesota State Mankato star played for the Vikings from 2014 through 2022.
I'm like a kid, you know, like in a candy shop. Like, this is what I love to do. Obviously, this place means so much to me. I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy to be in that huddle with a great group of guys and great coaches and just the people around this building.
Kickoff for tonight's game scheduled for 7:15 p.m. In other headlines, there's a huge emphasis on school safety right now in Minnesota. Morrison County Sheriff Sean Larson says everyone can help prevent a tragedy in our schools.
Whether you're a teacher, a school counselor, a student, or anybody from the community, if you hear something or see something that looks suspicious, just tell somebody. Tell a trusted adult if you're a student, and call 911 if it's an emergency.
School threats were investigated last week in Lakeville, Brainerd, and Forest Lake. Cook County is planning a new future for Taconite Harbor, and the community will help lead the way. The Cook County Development Authority is launching a redevelopment plan for Taconite Harbor, once home to iron ore and coal-fired power. A $200,000 state grant will support the effort aimed at creating jobs and boosting the local economy. And comedy legends Steve Martin and Martin Short are set to return to Minneapolis with their acclaimed show, The Best of Steve Martin and Martin Short, live at the Orpheum Theater, February 28th. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. This is MNN.